Welcome to the EFM Morning Brief podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Mitchell, and we're now at day four. Time is flying by. This is our fourth episode. It's Sunday morning. I hope you've all got enough coffee or Diet Coke or paracetamol or ginger shots to get you through Saturday night's leftovers hangover if you've had a big party night the night before. But it's a very busy day at the festival and the market, so we're going to get right to it again. I'm joined today by our friend Diana Lauterhose, who is International Features Editor for Deadline. Hi, Diana. Welcome back.
Hi, Wendy. It's good to be back. Feels like we were just doing this 2 minutes ago.
I know.
The year goes fast.
Yes, the year does come around fast. I'm going to cut into straight a hard question. You know, what do you feel like the mood is like out there in the industry at this EFM? You know, we've got a new team. People are kind of excited, but is that leading to business? What's the vibes, Diana?
I think it's pretty mixed. It feels like I'm hearing different perspectives from everyone. I think on if we're talking from like activity in a market and deals and all that kind of stuff, it's probably echoing a bit of the stuff that people were talking about in Sundance. The deals haven't really come through yet. There's been a few things. I just think also buyers, we're seeing this like increasingly each year. There's not this rush to buy projects. People are waiting for projects to be finished till they see more promos, more footage. I know there's lots of titles here that have been launched at other markets that are they're following up at this market. So people are selling titles from that are not just new, but older ones as well. So, but then I think also just on the other side of it all, I mean, it's definitely on the festival side, there seems to be a lot of excitement to see what Trisha's, you know, got planned for this edition. Every, you know, this incredible lineup seems pretty positive. But lots of, I mean, we've always said this, Berlin's a very political festival by nature anyway, but it feels like all we, you know, all the conversations I'm having at dinners and meetings are about politics, either here, because of course there's the general election coming up in Germany on the 23rd, well, like a week, I think. And then, you know, the situation over in the U.S. seems to give us new nuggets every day.
Yes, it sure does. The hits just keep coming from the Trump administration. I did hear a very powerful speech by Zelensky yesterday. He was talking in Munich. You know, do you think the politics can overtake the discussions about films, or are these just things that we need to talk about hand in hand?
I think we have to talk about them hand in hand. I mean, I think arts and culture have always been a way for people to express themselves during very dark times. And I think it feels like hope, you know, we can find hope within film and stories and different perspectives. So I think it has to go hand in hand. I think otherwise it would just be far too depressing, I think, at the minute.
Whew, yes. Maybe J.D. Vance should pop over to...
Oh, jeez.
Watch a few films at the Berlinale and get a new perspective.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I think I would like to see that. I'm just going to mention a few deals very quickly that have been done in the past few days. And these are probably the smaller deals, the more art house European titles. Laszlo Nemes, Orphan, showed by Sherrod and New Europe. That is going to be a shoe-in for Cannes, I think, that film. Films Constellation has started sales on The Captive, the Alejandro Amenábar historical epic. Tres Nordis sold Kraken. It's sort of thriller to North America and some other territories. Mr. Smith did some deals on Dangerous Animals, which is its shark meets serial killer film. I mean, I need that in my life. Yes. History of Sound, a movie that's with Paul Mescal and Josh O'Connor. I'm in for those two. That's been bought by MUBI for North America and Focus Took International. Upgrade is selling a K-pop thriller, Perfect Girl, that's been pre-selling. Gosh, there's a lot. There's all these like cumulative things I just wanted to mention because Johan Hagerud's Dream Bracket Sex Love has been doing some deals for Emma Peel before it premieres here this week. I just wanted to mention that, you know, as we were saying, not all of these deals have been literally signed on the paper here in Berlin, but it is a sign that work is going on. Business is being done in the independent film world. And in terms of those big projects that have been announced pre-market that we've all been waiting to see what's happening, it seems like we finally have a really hot bidding war for the Lena Dunham film. I think it's called Good Sex. Yes. This stars Natalie Portman, and there is a big bidding war was seemed to be reported by Deadline by your colleague Andreas Wiseman, Diana. So this was in the breaking news on Saturday night that there seems to be a bidding war of up to $45 million with Warner Brothers, Amazon, Apple, and Netflix. Among those, Andreas is reporting, that are understood to be in the mix for this. And, you know, a deal of that size, I don't remember the last time a deal that size was announced at the EFM. So that is great news for the business. So we'll see, hopefully in the next day or two, which victor emerges for that film, Lena Dunham's Good Sex. We should mention that's CAA Media Finance and Film Nation Entertainment handling those deals. Good luck. What are you thinking some of the key industry talking points are that Deadline has been covering? You know, this could be AI, or it could be, you know, other company mergers, and, you know, what's sort of going on that you're interested, you find really fascinating right now in the film space?
AI, as I mean, you've said it, that seems to be I've had a lot of meetings with companies that are working in that space right now. That is the topic that everyone is talking about. And that's something our readers are most interested in reading for sure on our site. We did a story last week about Sylvester Stallone has invested in this AI company called Largo AI that will,
oh yeah,
they provide kind of, you know, AI tools for the film business and also for the advertising business and marketing. So he's come aboard on that.
And Largo AI is a partner of the EFM, and you can go see them, yes, on the second floor at that sort of innovation hub of the Gropius,
yes,
Bow.
I was there this morning.
I walked past that booth this morning, and I'm like, hey, Largo AI is making waves. Yeah. And are there specific sessions that you're looking forward to at the EFM? Do you have time to go catch some of that?
Well, yes, indeed. We are partnering again with Afro Berlin, which is an incredible strand that starts today. It runs for 3 days, and it's a focus on the African continent. It's just got some incredible programming in it. And I will be attending some of those sessions. All eyes are on Africa at the moment. It's a market that the whole industry is looking towards. And, you know, Studio Canal, for instance, is aggressively growing in that region, especially, well, in South Africa in particular. So I will be there. I'm actually moderating a panel myself, which I'm really looking forward to. It's a case study about a movie coming out of Congo called Rumba Royale. And it sounds super cool. It is kind of an origin story of the rumba music, which came out of Congo. And they have the lead's role is played by a very famous singer in Congo called Fally Ipupa. And he will be on the panel. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I haven't seen a Congolese movie before, so I'm looking forward to speaking a lot about that and seeing how they got that off the ground. And then Deadline's also a media partner at the Doc Salon, which I love. So yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that seemed quite buzzy. Every time I go past the Doc Salon area at, I think it's Cafe Connect at the Documentation Center, that seems really busy. So that's good. Now, Diana, I know you might be out dancing all night and you might not have time to go see films, but have you seen any? Are there particularly buzzy films you're really looking forward to? Have you got a ticket for Mickey 17? You know, what's happening on the film side?
I wish. Oh, my goodness. No, I don't. I'm kind of ashamed to say it. I haven't seen anything yet. I really wanted to see the opening night film, but I didn't.
You don't have time.
I couldn't. We had other commitments. But yeah, no, I'd like to see that. I really want to see Hot Milk as well. That's I know a few people or reviewers like that. Or critics like that. And I'd like to see the Richard Linklater project, Blue Moon. But yeah, those are ones on my radar. Hopefully I will see one before I leave.
Yeah. You can make it happen. But everybody needs to feel sorry for these trade journalists in Berlin. You know, you never get a minute. You don't even have enough water to drink sometimes.
No.
It's rough out there when you're pounding the pavements, trying to get the scoops.
In the trenches.
So, yes, in the trenches of the film trades with Diana Lauterhose. Diana, thank you so much for being with us today. Any other thoughts about Berlin and what you think might happen in before the end of the festival and the market?
It's a pleasure as always to be here. Thank you for having me. For Germany, I'm curious to see what these elections are going to do, because I think it will have a huge wide-ranging impact on the local business. And a lot of German producers are talking about that. And, but yeah, I wish the rest of the festival great. I think Trish has done a great job. Mm. Lineup's amazing. And it's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, some very positive things happening out there. So thank you, Diana, for joining us. And
thanks.
I'll talk to you again in a year, you know.
Yeah, see you then.
Hopefully sooner. So here's what's on today. The EFM industry session at 10 a.m. is the big picture, decoding newest industry trends and shifts. That's going to include two different presentations about industry macro trends. At 11:30, there is Level Up, bridging the worlds of gaming and filmmaking. Sounds like a very smart collaborations can happen there. At 2:45, you'll get the chance to discover this year's 11 EFM startups at their pitching session. There's another cool AI session happening in the Producers Hub today at noon called Empowering Creativity, Responsible AI in the Entertainment Industry. This is looking at some of those ethical dilemmas and how to solve them. At 2 p.m., there's a masterclass, How to Make a Real-Time Cam Your Biggest Ally. Everybody needs to get paid. Go have a listen to that. At 5 p.m., again, at the Producers Hub, is Direct Investment Obligations, Impacts for Independent Producers. In the Doc Salon, which we just mentioned with Diana, is at the Cafe Connect in the Documentation Center. At 3:30 today at the Doc Salon, documentary expert Salma Abdallah will be talking about award strategies, and she has a lot of knowledge of that. So do check out that session. The Berlinale Series Market. This is a big deal. It kicks off today at the Cinemax, running until Wednesday. There will be showcases. There will be market screenings. There's even some pitches from Spain that would be great for co-producers to board. The Berlinale Series Market's main partner is Film und Media Stiftung NRW, and it's also funded by Medium Board Berlin Brandenburg, and the media partner is Variety. I know that's going to be a very busy series market. It's one of the series highlights around the industry for the year. So it's also a perfect day for a new podcast episode all about series. The EFM Industry Insights podcast has a new episode out today, From Local to Universal, Serial Storytelling for Global Audiences. Some really great experts to get you up to speed on the series landscape before you go over to the series market. This episode is produced in partnership with the Goethe Institute and co-funded by Creative Europe Media. So thanks again for joining us today. I was so thrilled. Yesterday, I was walking around and somebody came up to me and said, "Hey, are you Wendy? Let's take a selfie. I've been listening to the Mooring podcast." And I felt so not only a little bit flattered that somebody knew who I was, but that people are listening and enjoying this podcast and seeing it as a, what we hoped it is, that short, sharp way to get ready for the day. So I'm wishing you a wonderful Sunday. Get out there, have some great meetings, see some great movies, and we'll be back again tomorrow.